Good evening, James McKenney here with my Science Hour. It is for April 23rd, 2020. And I'm going to move into the future. That's the only thing we can do. I'll tell you something. Everything I see, if you're depending on the government to bring back order in this world that's sane, that has any semblance of sanity, forget about it. Because it's gone. It's gone. The past is gone. So what I have to do is move into the future. And here's an expression. I didn't leave my country. My country left me. That's the only thing I can tell you. Because, with all of the people running around, jumping up and down, trying to make recommendations, there's a lot of good people out there. And really pointing in the same direction, but the leadership has really been absconded with. That's all I can tell you. And no matter how you cut it, I think as far as Trump's trying, I think he's doing the best job he can, but he's surrounded by deep state people. He has been surrounded by deep state people. And he doesn't just have the ability to just say, okay, all of you people, get out of here. Get out of here. And I'm going to get a completely new fabric of people in here. So anyway, it hasn't happened. And, he's getting advice from people who are in on the gig. And so instead of trying to talk about this, I've written a number of pages. It's called 16 Top Facts You Should Know About This COVID-19 Deal, and an addendum, and then there's a second addendum, and I might write another one dealing with solutions, but personally, I have to move into the future, and I cannot, as there are solutions that are big, but I'll just go through them. We've got to get rid of the public school system. I mean, the buildings can stay, but the whole concept around public schools has to go. And frankly, I think all of you, I heard of people whose taxes have gone up 80% in the last year, their real estate taxes. And a lot of that goes to pay, about 50% of that goes to pay for public school. If it's a normal taxation, municipality, there's a lot of senior locations where they don't have schools, and it's only for seniors, and so they don't have. But I mean, the majority of people, public school is an absolute disaster from top to bottom, inside out, sideways, no matter how you cut it. And it's first of all, you're paying for it. Second of all, you're going to have to take your kids out of there. Because it's just a disgusting mess. And then you have to educate your kids at home. So you're getting like triple whammied. The reason you have a school is also one of the first things the pioneers did when they came to the new world was to develop schools because they needed a place for the kids. They needed a place where the kids could go and have a few people that are helping the kids, educate the kids, etc. But also kids take a lot of energy from the adults. And if every adult is educating their kids in their homes, it's not a good use of your time. I mean, to progress, to really get all the things done you have to do, you need somebody to look after those kids, especially once they get to age five or that age where they can start to go into organized activities. Then you really need an organized place for them to go for quite a few hours of the day. And then after school, something for them to do. And that's why organized sports were good and other after school activities, because then that gave the parents, an 8-hour day where if the mom was at home or the dad was at home and however you cut it, or if they're out working or doing something, they have an extended period of time to get a lot done. They can concentrate it. And then they get home. Okay, the family's there. Everybody sits down and talks and completes the day, goes to sleep, gets up the next day. And then it's really good to have religion in there because, in this the sense of God and family and unity. And that's what built the United States. And so schools were an essential part of society going back to the Greeks. I mean, they did too. They took the kids and they took them aside, and they were educated people. But now we have professional education people who don't educate. They read out of a textbook and they can't say anything else. And what they're reading out of a textbook is garbage. And so, and plus all the other demonic things that are going on in schools today, it's just, so my recommendation is to, you know, when you get that tax bill for your house, just say, you know, I'm sorry, we're not paying this. We're going to pay 50%. That's for the streets cleaning and the, you know, the sewer, the garbage, if that's on the taxes or, you know, any of those utilities, because those are communal things that are, you know, require money to keep up and all of that stuff. But schools, no. No. Don't pay for the schools because you're getting slammed. They're not any use to you at all. And I've never believed this either. If you would send your kids to a private school, why should you pay for public school? Is for the public good? Well, no, not when the kids come out they're not even educated. They can't do anything. It's struck there again. You have a triple whammy on society where these kids coming out of public schools are a disaster. So that's not, you're not getting quality education for your money, and then you can't even send your kids there. No, public education has to go the way of the dinosaur. I'm sorry. And so these are things that have to come out of this coronavirus deal. They've put 5G in the schools while all your kids are away. They can't manage something like this in the school system. The school systems are broken. Okay, that's one thing. As far as this $6 trillion loan, of which you, sitting there, you in your chair, owe $80,000, and you get $1,000 out of this, and most people didn't even get their $1,000 or $1,200, whatever it is, and a lot of people won't get anything. People are looking around, where's my check? They can't. There's no phone number you can call, where's my check? There's a web page you can go, and it'll tell you that they don't know, and they can't tell you, and that's what it's always going to say. So this is another joke on you that somebody would take out a loan in your name for $80,000 and give you $1,200, and you don't even get it, and you owe that money? No, no, no. So the banking system is completely corrupt. The idea that Congress, the way this is supposed to work, is Congress is supposed to create the money. And how do they create it? They create it out of thin air, but it's supposed to be backed with something like gold. And here's the way a lot of people don't understand the gold standard. The gold only backs up the money that has not been put into circulation yet. So if Congress appropriates, you know, because you need growth of money into the future, once there is infrastructure, houses, buildings, roads, sewer systems, then refrigerators, chairs, things that have been in circulation, and then those have been purchased, now the money is backed by those things, those infrastructures, all of that. And that money no longer needs gold backing, because it has infrastructure, it has cars, there are other things of value. And so there's a myth that all money needs to be backed by gold. It's not true. Only the new money that has not been put into circulation yet, and that's the way the monetary system works, and it should have been done by Congress. But in 1913, they turned this over to the Federal Reserve through Morgan and Chase and those people, and they've been running the show ever since. That's the United States branch of the Rothschild banking system, courtesy of the Vatican. Okay, so I'm not going to go into all this again. I've talked about this before. But we need our own banking system. All of this, what, $6 trillion loan from who? Those people don't have any more money than you and me. It's a farce. It's fiat money. They're creating it out of thin air. First of all, they create the crisis. Their boys, the CIA, goes out there, spreads the virus all over the place, all over the world, and then comes in and gives everybody a loan? I don't think so. Those people should be searched out and arrested and just hung, public square hanging. you know, the CIA, the NSA, all of those people. And, you know, these are things that we have to do. We got to go into the NSA databases and erase them all. Who's keeping data on all of us? If you don't have a criminal record, if you're just some person, and the only reason you need a criminal record is if somebody has done physical harm to someone else, like robbery, like rape, like other things, then you keep records on these people because you gotta, you know, they're not good people. They're not good society people. So those are the people you keep records on. Everybody else, you don't need records on. They've made you, the public, into the enemy. And you have become the enemy. By watching the sunset in San Diego, you get a $1,000 fine. Who figured this one out? Because of the coronavirus? No. This has gone wacko. This has gone completely wacko. So we need a new banking system. The governments are completely out of line. They're doing things that they have no business doing. Who figured out that the local government should be putting draconian rules that you have to stay in your house? You know, this, and it's based on false statistics. So anyway, I'm not going to go into a lot of this again. Read the things that I've written. They're the 16 facts that you have to know, plus the first addendum, and then the second addendum number two. And like I say, there might be another one coming along. Read those. And as far as what you should do, I've heard people say, well, it would be okay if we gave up some of our rights to cure this this COVID ID thing, 19 virus thing. It'd be okay. This is what some people say. That'd be okay to give up some of your rights. No, it's not okay. No, it's not okay. And, you know, this was put out there. What they should be doing in Washington is finding who did this. It was in the CIA. It was the deep state, United States, that propagated this. Whether it came from a lab in China doesn't matter. It's like, that's like trying to figure out what mechanism of bombs or explosives brought down the Twin Towers. People out there arguing over this, well, was it thermonuclear, was it thermosite, or was it this or that? It doesn't matter. What matters is finding the people that did it. And look what the United States did. They sued other countries that had nothing to do with it. And in some kind of international court, won. Now they want to sue China. Well, you know, the Chinese were working with the Americans developing these viruses. So it's really irrelevant. There's nobody that should be developing viruses of this level 4 viruses. No, it shouldn't even be happening. You can't use it in warfare. It's against the Geneva Convention. The only people you can use it against are your own citizens. It's like weather control. When I worked with the Russian scientists in the mid-90s, it was very clear from my work, because the Russians had understood the tornadoes on the sun. They had observed these, but they didn't know what caused them. So when they started working with me, it was very clear that these were electromagnetic phenomena based on the sun being an electromagnetic engine, fusion engine up in the atmosphere. So this, my work explained all of this. So then it became clear how you create cyclonic storms and manage them. And so the whole point of working with them, Dmitriev and the boys over there, Tatanov and the clan over in Novosibirsk, was to create systems that would divert hurricanes away from the United States. Russia doesn't have hurricanes. They've got some tornado activity, but there's nothing there but trees out in the middle of nowhere. Russia is very sparsely populated. They don't have a tornado problem. They don't have a hurricane problem. We do. We have a bad hurricane problem. We have the worst, you know, next to Southeast Asia in Japan. The United States is the one that gets hit with hurricanes and cyclonic storms on the ocean. So we developed a mechanism to steer these away from land and drop the ocean, the water out in the ocean, And so and what happens? These same criminal mind, Dr. Strangelove people in the deep state in the United States get a hold of this technology and turn it into something to use against the people of the United States and other places in the world. And so the psychologically bereft people in the United States are the ones doing this, the same people. They take something that's beneficial to mankind and they turn it against their own country. Hurricane Katrina and all these other ones, man-manipulated storms, etc. And, you know, I could go on and on. But these people are psychologically, you know, destroyed people. They're sick, sick people. The Russians went to the United Nations, which is a worthless piece of crap body. That's another piece of crap that has to be completely done away with. And the Russian scientists, these same Russian scientists that I worked with, went to the United Nations, and they said, the United States has these military weapons for weather control. And using laser satellites. It's using laser satellites. And that was the whole idea, is to use laser satellites to steer these storms away from harm, to get from the land, etc. And so none of that ever happened. They used them to destroy the people, to destroy whole cultures. New Orleans was completely destroyed by Hurricane Katrina and many hurricanes coming into Florida. So, at the hands of psychologically really, really sick, sick people, and that's going on today. They're the same people that released the coronavirus, the same people. No, so instead of trying to work with Dr. Fauci, who's one of them, Trump has to get rid of these people. And what I'm saying is that isn't happening. And that's a big problem, because the people that are the problem are basically, when Trump signed over the executive order talking about the emergency situation, then everything went over to FEMA. So you have people that are not elected. They're agency people. A lot of them have been there forever. A lot of them are deep state people running the country. And Trump has a minimal amount of effort right now. But there's all kinds of things going on that you don't see that are being put in place that you didn't vote for. You didn't vote for these people. So anyway, I'm just going to quick read all of the things that we have to take back here. Okay, and this is in my top 16 facts and addendum for the plandemic, as I call it. Okay. This is all the things that have been absconded. And is what I say in my written statement. It says, all aspects of modern life will be controlled, including. And okay, these are the following that we have to take back. Energy, water, food, housing, travel at all levels, ability to meet, telecommunications, elections, employment, money, commerce, weather, climate, border control, media, news and reporting, government at all levels, and corporations. All of this has been completely taken out of the hands of the public and put into control by psychopaths. And then you have the Bill Gates Foundation, and I make it very clear. Bill Gates is a patsy. He's a useful idiot, as I call him. And people think, oh, he's the richest man in the world. No, he's not. He has all his riches and money could be taken away in a snap of a finger, just like it was done for, let me pick out a few people, the Clintons. Hillary Clinton had her bid for presidency taken away in a flash of a second when she was trying to run against Barack Obama by the Rockefellers because she wasn't playing ball. And now, the last 2016 election, she was allowed back in because she learned that she wasn't the queen bee, that she worked for other people, namely the World Bank. And once she realized that, then they allowed her back in the game. So anyway, Bill Gates and the Bill Gates Foundation is just a useful front for the World Bank. And Bill Gates, here's the rule. Here's the very simple rule. If you see their face, if you hear their name, they're nothing. They are useful idiots. That includes the Bushes, the Clintons. These are useful idiots in the game of the World Bank. The real people that run the World Bank, you don't see, I guarantee you. I've met some of them, and I've met some of the families that run, for example, the International Military Industrial Complex. It's international. It's not just the United States. It's Europe. It's Russia, China. And they're all the groups that run the International Military Industrial Complex, and it is international. You don't see their names, and they come from all countries, and it's one big family. It's a very big family, and it's about 6,000 to 8,000 people total. And they're everywhere where you find top business things going on, and they control things, etc. And Gates just happens to be one of the people that came in kind of from the side. And I'll explain you very quickly the history of Bill Gates. You know, the Microsoft deal, okay, he becomes head of Microsoft, and, you know, it was a bourgeoning company. And then all of a sudden, they came in with the NSA and the CIA, and they said to Bill, they said, we got to have hooks into all of your software so that we can monitor all of the people that are using Windows-based software. And before it was Windows, there was the OS, various operating systems that had different names. But then it became Windows once the interactive GUI came in, the user interface came in that we called Windows. Okay, but at any rate, be that as it may, at one point the CIA and also the FBI came in, and the NSA, which nobody knew about at the time, came to Gates, and they said, we need software hooks into all your software so that we can monitor the public. And Bill Gates said no. And they came and they took him to court, and they were going to sue him over all kinds of other things, you know, monopoly laws and things like that. And so anyway, he resisted for a little while, and all of a sudden he folded like an old suit, and just gave in. And they came in, and they all of the other people developing software then were required to put hooks in to allow. That's why when you go into your telephone, they say allow all of your contacts, etc. For some stupid application, they don't need all your contacts and photos and phone numbers and all your friends. That's part of the hooks, so that everybody knows everything you're doing in the NSA, and all this data is then cataloged, and it's all part of this system of monitoring you, the public. So anyway, Bill Gates folded, and when he did, he got all kinds of premiums from this. That's when he became a multi-billionaire. That's when Bill Gates became, and he just stepped down from Microsoft just the other day. He's been riding that gravy train for a long time. He started hanging around with the Clintons, and that's when the Gates Foundation came into play, the international. He's working, the Clinton International Initiative. All of those things came into play at around the same time. And so the Clinton Foundation, all of that stuff, where it was just a honeypot for these people, and huge amounts of money flowing in. And so then Gates got interested in world calamities and started putting in research into depopulating the world. And then Melinda got involved. She's the ex-Catholic Baby Killer International. That's what Melinda Gates heads. That's where these people came from. And so they are useful pawns. So don't say that Bill Gates is the richest man in the world. His riches could be snapped asunder in one New York second or less, if he didn't play along. So he's playing along. He's the front guy. The news media goes to him, oh, Bill, what should we do with the coronavirus? And Bill gives his opinion. Well, we all need vaccinations. That's according to Bill Gates, you know, and he, by the way, happens to own the ID 2020 company that's got the chip that they want to stick in your arm with 5G. Let me explain something about 5G that most people don't understand. Difference from 4G, and I'm going to use an example. If you are older, you might remember that there was a time, that was back in the early 90s, I'd say, that people put big television antennas. There were big discs about, there was the typical one was the MACOM 3-meter. I know because I used to sell them. It is about a 10-foot diameter dish for satellite TV. Those were the original satellite TV dishes, and it went on a big cement post out in your backyard, and then it went into the house, and you had a MACOM receiver, and that's where you got satellite TV from. And a guy named Stanley Hubbard, it took me a second to remember Stanley's name, a guy I knew personally. I sat in his office in St. Paul in KSTP, and I was on his channel many times with a guy named Brad Walton on the radio station. But Stanley Hubbard was the guy who had the idea and the money to say, well, why are these people putting all of these big antennas in their backyard? We should put the power up in the satellite, have a very powerful satellite that broadcasts all the TV channels. And then on your house or trailer or wherever you are, you would have a little teeny dish. And that's the DirecTV that you have today came from Stanley Hubbard's idea. And so they developed that DirecTV, and that's where that came from. Okay, fast forward to around 5 years ago, they started implementing the standards, the international standards for 5G. And the whole concept is the same, is that you put the power up in the tower. Now, your little cell phone is, you hold it in your hand, and it's got a pretty big battery in there. Most of the weight of your cell phone is battery. And it's got a little bit of microcircuitry in there that's very complicated, and then it's got software. But that's in a chip, basically. And then you've got an antenna, which is a fractal antenna. And if you don't know anything about my work on Nazca lines, you'll understand that I realized that those were fractal antennas because of my understanding of antennas. But your cell phone has basically, then you have the screen, and a lot of the power is taken up illuminating the screen. Okay, so that's the human interface. You have a screen, you have a microphone, and then a speaker. That's the human interface. So you look at the screen. But okay, so let's go back to the idea that the Stanley Hubbard idea that you have the power in the unit, the central transmitting receiving antenna amplifier, you have the power there, and you have very little power in the receiver. So now you can put a phone onto something the size, about a tenth of the size of a grain of rice. And the battery can be very small, and the battery can obtain its energy from, say, a heat source like your body. So all of a sudden, now it can interact with your body. Feel your temperature, feel your heart rate, all of this. So it can sense your mood, etc. So now a telephone can be about the tenth of a size of a grain of rice. And it can be injected into your arm through the needle that they use to give you the vaccine for the coronavirus. So enter coronavirus. This was planned a long time ago to introduce a virus, and it was supposed to be under Hillary Clinton. It was supposed to be under Hillary Clinton as president, but she didn't win. Americans came out and voted Donald Trump, a guy who funded his own campaign and became president, never ran for public office before. Trump runs and wins, and Hillary Clinton, I wrote a paper on the election fraud in 2016, no fewer than 17 million votes out of about, what, she supposedly got 60 million? 17 million of those votes were fraudulent. And she still lost. So that was supposed to be the end game. She was supposed to come in and wipe up the United States and take it down, put the last nails in the coffin of the United States, but she lost. So this guy Trump starts turning things around. So the whole deep state is very entrenched in Washington, in the military-industrial complex, and all of the governor, you know, the state governors and senators, etc., all the way down to your local county clerk in some places, deep state operatives. And so everything is in place. The only problem is you got this Trump guy turning the economy around, bringing jobs back, cutting international deals, making things better. And here we are coming up to the 2020 election, and they are beside themselves. They cannot let this guy into another term. And so that's what's going on. The coronavirus thing was always planned. That was always supposed to be there. But under Hillary Clinton, remember, she wanted to get rid of Alex Jones. Any contrary radio, television, internet would have been completely banned under Hillary Clinton. Remember, she was going to have what she called happy camps, that if you didn't agree with what was going on, you would be hauled off, you know, to a Siberia-type location to be reorientated so that you were happy with the way things were going. That's what was supposed to happen. That's where you would be right now if it weren't for Trump being elected and president. And so now they've got Trump sequestered, got him, you know, I don't know, you know, what his level of freedom is right now and when he shows up at the podium. But basically, he's not running a whole lot today, let me tell you that. And you as a country are in big trouble. That list that I read off to you, all of those things have been sequestered from you, from the public, and the economy of the world is being destroyed on purpose. And here's what they're going to do. If somebody decides to open up and try to get things back to normal, all of a sudden you're going to see a big spike in coronavirus cases there. You can't open things up. Look at all these people that got sick because of you did that. You know, you're a terrible person. You got to sequester, you got to quarantine all your people. You know, and this will happen. Then the news media will step in and start pointing it out. Look at this governor opened up his state and all of a sudden all these people got coronavirus. Well, watch, that's going to happen with precision. That's going to happen. That's your future. And this is on purpose. There are people doing this. There are people out there planting coronavirus in communities. And, you know, that's going to happen. Anybody that tries to get back to normal, you are going to, you know, and the coronavirus test, if you haven't heard, is a fake. The test itself is a fake. It doesn't test for coronavirus, doesn't test for COVID-19. It's a PCR test. It was invented decades ago as simply a laboratory research tool, and the medical industry has been misusing that to diagnose or misdiagnose everything from cancer to lupus, everything. They've been misdiagnosing and making a lot of money off of misdiagnosing the PCR tests. And so anyway, okay, I'm kind of rambling on here, but the point is that the cast of characters here, the World Bank, and not the least of which is the Vatican, you have to understand that the Vatican is the real owner of the World Bank. The Vatican gained its power and wealth because of the Middle Ages, when the Spanish and the English and the Portuguese came over to the New World, robbed everything from the Aztecs, the Incas, and the Mayas, and took it back in ships that had so much gold in them, big 200-foot-long ships, the entire ballast was gold, and they melted down the gold, the golden idols and all of this, into pieces of eight. It was a big coin with a cross on both sides, cross for the cross of Christ, because it was based on the Catholic Church, and all those amazing artifacts were completely destroyed, so many that hundreds, literally thousands of passages of these big ships had their entire ballast as gold. That's what the Queen of England sits on, and she's part of the World Bank. That's where she gets her power, from the Vatican Bank, and the Vatican arranged her wedding. She's the Queen of England, ain't English. She's German. She's from the Rothschild family in Germany. And, so when they created the House of Windsor, she's German. She's no more English than the man in the moon. And the bank of the Rothschild World Bank, which just loaned $6 trillion to the United States, is run by the Vatican. The Rothschild is it's what it means, the Red Shield. It's the front agency of the Vatican Bank. And the Pope is the guy he's a big New World Order guy. He's no more Catholic than the man in the moon. I hate to tell you this. He's a Jesuit. The Jesuits converted from, I'll just say, another religion. And once they took over the Catholic Church and worked their way up to the top, they've held it ever since for hundreds of years. Okay, so that's a whole story. If you're hearing this for the first time, then I'm sorry to open up your eyes to what's going on in the world today. But I've been on radio shows with people like Leo Lanzagami, or back in the old days with Alex Merklinger, where we were talking about these issues. So, and you know, as you look at the hierarchy of what's running the world, you know, the people running the European Union or Germany or other countries like Angela Merkel, you know, a New World Order witch that's running Germany, you know, these people were put in power because of money, because of influence, not because the people voted them in. I could go on and on about the political world, but these are all underlings in the extensive structure that's set up by the World Bank. And now they're in their final stages of bringing the world into what George Bush Sr. called the New World Order. So welcome to the New World Order, folks. You are now in it, sequestered in your house, afraid to go out with your local police, sitting there ready to beat your head in if you watch a sunset. That's where things are today, boys and girls. Yeah, slip by slip, step by step, slippery slope by slippery slope, this is how you got to this point. And I've been talking about this for decades, and it's here. It's here. That's all I can tell you. But anyway, read my, I call it a white paper. It's called 16 Facts, an Addendum Regarding COVID ID, the Planned Demic. Okay, so into the future, what a person has to do, and this is very unfortunate, is take back control of your own life. I mean, we're talking about, unfortunately, this amazing society where you could get on a plane and fly around the world and go on vacation and enjoy tourism and all of these things that, you know, you did in the past, all of a sudden came slamming down one day because of a plan that was well entrenched decades ago. This is not something I've seen the web pages where this plan is enumerated down to how to deal with the reaction of the public or what happens when somebody tries to oppose this, how the news media will come and who's going to be in control, the World Health Organization, the Center for Disease Control, and a dozen other international organizations who have gotten somehow in the middle of recommending for international health issues are now controlling the narrative. And anybody that opposes this, oh, that's a conspiracy theory. That's what that weasel Fauci said on camera. Somebody said that you're trying to oppose the use of hydroxychloroquine for treatment of the coronavirus. And he goes, oh, yeah, that's just another conspiracy theory. Oh, geez. These people, let me tell you, they have been prepped for decades for this moment. Just like 9/11, planned event. And once again, just like the assassination of Kennedy, you know, big investigation and never, never, ever looked in the right direction when everybody knew it wasn't Osama bin Laden. What a crock. you know, hours after the Twin Towers come down, George Bush raises his hand. He goes, "It was Osama bin Laden," you know, and oh, geez. And people are still saying it. You know, it couldn't possibly be true. Some guy with on a kidney machine in a cave in the middle of Afghanistan, you know, no, sorry, it didn't wash. With seven guys with box cutters? No. In four airplanes, of which we have never recovered a single airplane part. You know, come on. It's fairy tales. Fairy tales. And this is just another fairy tale that they had the news media all rolled out to say this thing started at a fish market in Wuhan, China. Everybody knows that that's complete hogwash. And let me tell you something. The reason China is not cooperating with the United States right now, because they know it came from the United States. Why would you cooperate if Trump is so stupid that he believes these people and doesn't get to the right source? Then you're doomed, because the people that are out there that did this are still out there on the loose, and they're going to keep dropping this coronavirus, whatever it is, or something like it. And this might be just the first wave. They might have one in the loop that's much worse. And anybody that gets out of line and thinks they're going to go back to normalcy, you're going to get a dose of laboratory military-grade virus in your neighborhood to tell you that, no, you just can't get back to normal, folks. Sorry. Because you're going to, you know, you're extending your personal freedoms too far, and your punishment will be another canned virus in your neighborhood. So, yeah, it's a game of chess, and you're on the losing side. It's like the other team has got all the board filled with chess players, and you're sitting in the corner with your king with one pawn. No matter where you move, you know, checkmate, sorry. That's what's going on right now. They've been setting this up. They've been grooming the police departments. They've been grooming the police departments locally for decades, getting out the good people and putting in people that would turn against their neighbors, brothers, and sisters to enforce draconian rules. You know, don't you think these police forces should be out there saying, hey, this is against the Constitution. We're not going to enforce, you know, the closing of public areas where people could go and take a walk, or somebody too far walking all by themselves, not hurting anybody, walking all by themselves, and, you know, no, that, you know, I'm sorry, boys and girls, the world as you know it has been absconded with, and government is not going to be able to get that back. Government has been sidetracked. It has been kidnapped also. So there's, in the people in charge of government are people that are part of the gig. Part of the, you know, so don't expect government to somehow solve your problem and get you back to normal. Everybody wants to get back to normal. I got news for you, folks. It ain't ever going to be back to normal. You're never going to be able to get on an airplane and just, oh, let's buy some tickets and let's go to Italy and let's stay in the Mediterranean. And no, that ain't ever coming back ever again. The airline industries are done for. You know, how you can't shut down an industry of that size, that magnitude, that complexity, and all of a sudden start it up again and have a few planes flying around here and there. No, it's over. It's over. You know, commerce as you knew it, people flying around the world. So the only thing you can do is get out of the city, find yourself some land, you know, put up a barrier, don't let anybody in, educate your kids. And just hope that some big comet comes through the solar system to wipe out most of the people, and you'll be the one that survives. That's the best thing that could happen to you right now. And so I hate to, you know, it sounds a little harsh, but, you know, I'm sorry. That's, the people have been watching football and beauty pageants while your country was stolen from you in the background. And you know, I've been talking about this for years. Other people have been talking about this for years, and it's finally here. So welcome to the New World Order. The only way this could turn around is if the people take up their arms and march on Washington. I'm serious. 10 million people armed, and they're walking into Washington, and they're taking everybody out of the buildings in Washington. I mean everybody, everybody, and arresting them. Everybody in Washington, D.C. that's still sitting there in an office, you arrest them, and you basically take over the country, basically a populist military takeover, and you do that in every state. You go up to the state capitol and all the office buildings surrounding it. You arrest all the people and you say, we're getting back to normal. And we're also going to watch for anybody trying to plant viruses in our public communities. And those people are going to be taken out and hung right away. I mean, just hang them and hang them in a public square. I'm serious. This is the only thing. This is the only way you are going to get your country back. Because let me tell you something. The biggest armed army on the planet, and this is bigger than the Chinese army, bigger than any army in the world, is the American public. They are armed to the teeth, and they, thanks to Obama, they are more armed to the teeth than ever. Remember the people, you know, all of the stuff that happened under Obama, the deal down in Nevada there with the Bundy Farm ranch. Then the thing up in, what was it, Oregon or whatever, or Washington, I forget, Oregon with the federal installation out there in the country, and the shooting of Lavoie Finicum, you know, and UN troops out in the middle of the winter waiting for them come around a corner and ambushing them, people, snipers, UN snipers sitting up in the trees. Thousands of shots. That's what happened in the Obama era, and that's what was going to continue to happen with Hillary Clinton. That type of, you know, the public turned into the enemy number one, that was going to continue unabated. It was going to get a lot worse. So as a result, the American public went out and bought a lot of guns and a lot of ammo. So they are, you know, armed to the teeth. And I don't care what kind of weapons this New World Order thinks that they have. Any military leader understands that the final military battle is going to be on the ground, mano a mano, man to man. And it's going to be, you know, right there. It's going to be nose to nose, man to man. So I don't care if they have sound weapons or if they have what you know, I don't care what they have. You know, big military vehicles, I don't care what they have. The final battle on the ground is going to be people against land army, and they don't have a land army as big as the American public. So you just get out, pick a day, next Monday, or, you know, May 4th is a good day, would be a great day, and you just march on the capitals. You take those people out, you arrest them, and you say, okay, first of all, we know this is a planned event. We know that you people are part of it. You are now under arrest, sequestered. They're sequestered for life. And good. Yeah, those are the people that are doing the bidding of the New World Order. I don't have any sympathy for those. The governors of, say, Michigan or California or New York or Illinois, I don't have any sympathy for those people at all. Go in, rip them out of there and all their cronies, and reestablish your government under the people. And you have the right to do that. You have the right to do that. Period. That's the only way you're going to get this country back. And you also make it very clear to the people that are planting the viruses that we're going to find you. You're going to get away with it a couple times, but we're going to find you. And when we do, it's going to be public execution. That's what is in store for you. So raid the, go to Langley, Virginia, raid the CIA building, take all those people out, and that's what you have to do. Go to the NSA office. And drag those people out and find out where all the databases are of all the people and have them erased. Anybody working in those agencies doing this, doing these activities, sorry, you did the wrong thing. I mean, this is the only way you're going to get your country back, boys and girls, is the one thing that everybody understands. That's what his view was, and you know, that's a very common denominator. It's a denominator that everybody understands. And if you just sit around and passively let them do whatever they're going to do to you, then you are the sheeple and they're the boss. So welcome to the New World Order. The only way you're going to get this back, and you got to, like I say, you got to take over all aspects of this society. And I read them off before. Maybe I should read that off again. I'm going to read that list again here. Energy, water, food, housing, travel at all levels, ability to meet, telecommunications, elections, employment, money, commerce, weather, climate, border control, media, news and reporting, government at all levels, and corporations. And I could go on and on. And then you also take organizations like the Bill Gates Foundation, classify him as an international criminal, and then hunt him down. Him and Melinda, yeah, Baby Death International, Melinda Gates. You know, hunt these people down like Nazi criminals, and do away with them. You know, do away with the World Bank, the Federal Reserve. It's an illegal banking system in this country. Even if it was voted in by Congress, it already ran its 100-year course. That happened in 2017. It ended. The authority of the World Bank Federal Reserve branch in the United States, its authority ended by law and without renovation, without ability to renew in 2017. It's an illegal bank operating in this country. They don't have any more ability to give us a $4 trillion or $6 trillion loan than the man in the moon. And besides, they don't have any money. It's all fiat, phony money. It's a number on a piece of paper, and you don't own it. You do not owe them a dime. So, you know, all of these things have to be done. And, you know, because, and then rebuild the economy to where the dollar will be the most stable, powerful currency in the world if you do that. Because nobody will be able to match it. Interestingly enough, the Chinese have done this. The Chinese have already done this. And the Chinese a month ago were back to work. Let me give you one final point here that's extremely important, very subtle. Here it is. Listen very good. The maximum quarantine period for any virus like this, in which the latency period is known, which is around 21 days, that's the maximum time that you should have a quarantine. That's what China did. That's what South Korea did. That's what other countries have done. And that's the maximum time, because at the end of that period, you know everybody that's got this thing. And the people that may not be showing symptoms, then you have a very quick response system to isolate people, those few people that might have gotten through the initial quarantine period. And everybody has to be on the same page. And I guarantee you, everybody that I know, everybody would be on the same page, that if they show up with a symptom, then they would certainly at least self-quarantine or quarantine themselves and their family until one found out. But the other thing that has never been done in the United States, which has to be done, it was done in South Korea, it was done in China, was vectoring. It's called vectoring, where you track all the people. All they're doing in the United States is announcing, oh, the numbers, the statistics, look at all the numbers. Well, that doesn't do anything to solve the problem. You have to track all of the cases and where they've been, and then announce, okay, that at 2 o'clock on Sunday, the such and such a date, if you were in such and such a mall, this person who actually did have coronavirus, not tested, because remember the test is fake, Don't take the test, by the way, because we are of the belief that they're putting viruses in the test. Everybody that gets a test is getting another virus that can be activated with 5G signaling. So don't take their test. It's a fake test. And by the way, if you turn up positive, a false positive, it's going to ruin your life. It'll ruin your life. If you have an infection of some kind and you take that stupid test, you're going to turn up positive for coronavirus. They're going to isolate you, and that's going to ruin your life. You won't be able to go back to work. Nothing. No, this is a disaster. But what I was telling you is that the quarantine, maximum time for the quarantine, if it's done right with vectoring, should not be more than 21 days. And we're well beyond that. And there's absolute confusion. You have governors going, oh, it's going to be months until we get back to normal. No, it's being totally mishandled. It's being totally fake statistics are being used to augment the number of cases. They're not confirmed cases. The test does not test for coronavirus or COVID ID. It does not test for that. So all of this fakery and ignorance going on in the news media promoting this, all of these people are criminal. And eventually all these people should be arrested and put in prison for yelling fire in a theater. That's what they're doing. They are yelling. That's illegal. It's absolutely to yell fire in a crowded theater. They're causing all kinds of death and destruction based on, you know, lunacy, absolute lunacy. And that's not only me. That's hundreds and hundreds of doctors are now coming forward who are experts in this field. And I'm an expert in statistics. I have a right to talk about this also from my perspective. And they're coming forward and saying what's going on here is absolute lunacy. There's no proof of any kind of anything they're saying. So at any rate, I could go on and on. But it's time to take this country back, and not just a little bit. It's time to take back all aspects of this country. And it's going to be ugly, but it's going to be a lot uglier if you don't. So just remind you that we're still manufacturing the water filter elements. I'm the only person selling them. Any kind of filter element, let alone my good JMCC-GF water filter elements. And go to my webpage, jmccsci.com. The wing generator, we're moving on those. The shipping containers are there. And the Patreon channel, it'd be nice to get some support there. Everybody's in need of something out there, and I am too. So anyway, go to the webpage, jmccsci.com, and there's something there for everybody. And just one last comment. I'm really angry. I'm just horrifically angry at scientists and engineers who should be the smart people backing up and out there talking and analyzing. And they're all sitting at home like a bunch of meek little mouses. I'm out here. I'm a scientist. I went independent a long time ago because I know the corruption out there. And so I'm angry at scientists for not stepping up, because you're intelligent people, aren't you? This is James McCanny. This is my Science Hour. And as always, we are at the crossroads. Good night.